Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of The Drive. I am the Dallas Cowboys addict. Today is a really bad day. I guess it's fitting that it's raining here where I live today in Arizona. Although I like the rain, so maybe that's a good thing. At least something to cheer me up. So anyway, today I'm going to talk about what I think went wrong and just kind of give my thoughts about today's game. Obviously a very disappointing loss, but here we go. Okay, so today's episode is obviously a very sad one for me and a very sad one for any Cowboys fan, I'm sure. It was a very disappointing loss. It wasn't something that I expected, primarily because I expected the defense to play a totally different game than the one they played. They didn't exist really the entire game. The first two drives they held the Rams to a field goal, which was really good, but they still allowed them to run or to drive all the way down there to the goal line. And we had a couple of bad calls go our way, but that's not the reason we lost. The reason was the defense. Dak still had his shortcomings that I'm already used to, and it's a given that he's gonna throw high. It's a given that he's gonna throw behind a receiver. I expect that from him. I didn't expect the defense to be this bad. That's why I'm very disappointed today. Not because of the way Dak played, because honestly, Dak had a decent game. He didn't have anything that was bad, at least not to me. Like I said, he did have a couple of throws that were bad that were the where Amari Cooper and Gallup were kind of in stride, and he either threw high or he threw behind a receiver, and it had he thrown that ball good or better, the receiver would have ran easily for another 20 yards. But that doesn't mean that the game would have gone any different, because the defense really couldn't make a stop the whole entire time. The beginning of the game, though, after the defense stopped the Rams for a field goal, and then the Cowboys got the ball back on the very first drive, and they drove all the way down to a touchdown. It was a pretty good drive. Zeke again shows why he's really an all-around back. He shows why he's in every single down, really, unless he's hurt or tired, because he can block, he can run, he can catch. On that touchdown throw from Dak to Amari Cooper, he picked up that blitz coming from the middle. I don't know the guy's name. I think he was a linebacker. I'm not sure. I don't know enough of the Rams players, but Zeke picked him up really good. Dak threw a strike, and then Amari took off, and it was really cool to see, especially because of the play previous to that, where Peters was kind of initiated contact with Amari Cooper, and he was they kind of got into a little they got into a little scrap. I think it was a right call to call Peters for unnecessary roughness after the play. If the refs had called it against Amari, I would have been pissed, honestly. But it was good that they didn't call it on him, because he was just reacting to what Peters does. And we all know in the NFL, usually it's not the instigator that gets called. It's usually the person who reacts. And in this case, I think Amari at the beginning at least was very reserved until the guy started pulling on his head, on his face mask. And then from my point of view, Amari had every right to defend himself, really. So it was good to see that Amari came back and burned that same exact guy to go into the end zone for that very first Cowboys touchdown, the very first drive of the first quarter. So that was one of the bright spots that I saw. Rams get the ball back. The Cowboys stop them again. Well, not stop them, because they still allow them to go all the way down to the goal line, and Rams got another field goal there, and it was 7-6. But from that first drive on, after that first drive, the Cowboys really started to get left behind on both offense and defense. CJ Anderson, who looks like a freaking bowling ball, was just running all over the place. He's very quick for a rounder kind of guy, I guess you can call him. He's pretty quick, and he had a better game than Todd Gurley, at least from what I saw. He was really the only one that was causing the Cowboys problems. It almost looked like they didn't want to tackle him. The only one that looked like it could tackle him was Jalen Smith or somebody from the defensive line, which really was only the interior, because none of the defensive ends showed up today. Not DeMarcus Lawrence, not Randy Gregory, who really had a good season up until now. Malik Collins stopped him on a couple times. Antoine Woods, who I think was one of the better pickups, quietly was one of the better pickups this year. He really didn't show up today. And I could keep naming names all around the Cowboys defense. It was a poor showing by them. And the second quarter is really where we lost the game. Because that's where the Rams started, they started getting away from us. They outscored us 17-0, I think, in that second quarter. And when they scored that second touchdown in the second half, and the Cowboys couldn't get anything, that was kind of the defining factor to me, because we needed to stop. And whenever Goff fumbled the ball, or whoever knocked it out of his hands with his hip, I thought for a second Randy Gregory had grabbed that ball back. And we really needed to cause turnovers today, and that's something that the defense really has lacked the whole entire season, is they can't create turnovers. Turnovers. They can't. They just can't. I don't understand what's going on, but they just can't create turnovers, and I think that's why they lost today, really. It's just, well, that, and they couldn't make any stops, obviously, but I don't know, man. It's super disappointing. If you're a Cowboys fan, you know how I feel. It's awful. I don't even know if I'm gonna get any listens today because for this episode, because the Cowboys lost. It's typically, if you're anything like me, you don't, after a loss, you don't want to go hear everything that went wrong with the Cowboys. It's just, why? I don't ever want to hear that. But I mean, Cowboys were terrible today. The defense was terrible today. The offense was bad. But again, I expect things, the shortcomings of Dak. I expect those things. Another thing, why didn't Dak run the ball more? If I recall correctly, he only ran like two or three times the entire game. And two of those were the only ones I remember were in the fourth quarter. I mean, it's just bad all around. Bad play calling. Anybody who blames it on Scott Linehan, Scott Linehan has been the problem all year long. He was going to be a problem this game. If you're surprised by that, then you haven't been watching the Cowboys. So Scott Linehan, although he is a problem, that's not the reason why we lost this game. The reason is the defense. Scott Linehan was always going to be an issue. And if you think otherwise, then I don't know what to tell you. That doesn't mean I don't want Scott Linehan fired. Of course I do. If you've heard any of my past episodes, I want Chris Richard to be our coach. But it doesn't rest solely on Scott Linehan. Today, the defensive side just didn't do anything. So, you know, at halftime when we're losing 20-7, I still have a little glimmer of hope. But honestly, I was feeling defeated. I wasn't mad like I was at the Seahawks with the Seahawks game. I wasn't sad. I wasn't disappointed. I was only really feeling defeated, and it was because of how the defense was playing. Like I said earlier, I expect Dak to have the kind of game that he had today. But I didn't expect the defense to just disappear. And on that third down where that third down really killed us, where Byron Jones gets called for illegal hands to the face. I mean, I don't know if it was a penalty or not. Looking at it, it probably was. But that really killed us. That was a terrible, terrible play by him. And I've been saying in previous episodes that it just seems like getting named to the Pro Bowl just got to his head. This dude needs to get back in the game. He's more talented than he's been playing these past four games. It's unacceptable to get a penalty on where the ball is not even going up to your side. It wasn't going to the left side with Byron Jones was play where Byron Jones was playing. It was going to the right side. It was just all around. It was just penalties left and right on the first half. Just bad play. Bad throws by Dak in the first half. It was everything. It was just bad. And then, the second half starts, and I'm thinking immediately to myself, okay, well, we get the ball back. If we get a touchdown with our opening drive, then at least we're back in the game, We get the ball back, and what happens? We punt. We end up punting. I think we went three and out. If not, it was definitely on the second series, but it was bad. At least we were able to stop them. We got the ball back. And I think we end up scoring. I'm not remembering it correctly right now, but I know that in the third quarter we outscored them 8-3 because of that touchdown. And then we went for it on sec. We went for it to, for the 2-point conversion, which I was against. But thank God that we got it. Not that it mattered at the end, but at least it was good to see. Michael Gallup had a great game today. That catch that he had to set up one of the touchdowns, it was an amazing catch, honestly. I don't know how he held onto that ball, but it was a great catch. Michael Gallup, I thought, was going to come on into the season in the seventh week, somewhere around there. He never really got going. I think around that time was when Amari Cooper came onto the team. So that probably, well, I mean, it kind of opened the field for him, so it was helpful. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I thought he was going to be a bigger factor during the regular season. He had a really good game today, which was good to see. Probably would have had a better game had Dak thrown a little bit better passes, but I've already said that. And I'm just going to move on to the fourth quarter, honestly, because in the fourth quarter was when Dak ran the ball, and if I remember correctly, earlier I said 2 to 3 times he ran the ball. No, now that I remember, he only ran the ball twice. One of them was for a first down, and the other one was for the touchdown in the fourth quarter. He should have ran the ball more. He just should have ran the ball more. There was a couple of times, even in the first half, where he could have ran the ball for a first down and he decided to throw. And I mean, that's just really the quarterback Dak is. He doesn't think primarily for the run. He thinks primarily for the throw. I like that about him. But he should have ran a little bit more. He's a big guy, He's a really big guy, and he should really be. He's not gonna get injured. I know that he was on the injury report this week for the knee after that Seahawks game, but he's not gonna get injured. That dude is big. He's like a LeBron James, really. But I'm not saying he's a LeBron James of quarterbacks in football, because he's definitely not. But I'm saying that as far as size is concerned, he's big. But he just needed to run the ball more. At least in my opinion. But anyway, in that fourth quarter, after he scored that touchdown, some people on Reddit were calling for an onside kick. And in my head, that wouldn't have been the right call at that time. Kicking the ball back like they did was the right call. Because I expected the defense to make a play at that time, because they hadn't made a play the whole game. They needed to make a play at some point, right? And I was like, okay, well, if they kick the ball back, and it's a clear statement to the defense, hey, we need you guys to make a play right now. I thought that they would step up and they would do it, but they didn't. Jared Goff runs the ball, gets a first down. The Cowboys still have two timeouts left, but then eventually CJ Anderson ends up getting a first down, and that basically seals the game. And it's just a very disappointing loss. But now I'm looking forward to the offseason. Now we gotta turn the page on this loss, move on. It's already done, it's in the past. Nothing you can do about it. Just make changes in the offseason. Scott Linehan is the number one reason, not the number one reason. He's the number one person that needs to go this offseason. He just needs to go. He needs to be gone. Like tomorrow. Jerry Jones or whomever, Stephen Jones, whomever, they need to announce tomorrow morning that Scott Linehan is fired and they're looking for a new offensive coordinator. Period. Jason Garrett, if they keep him another year, I'm okay with that. But that's it. 1 year. 1 year for Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott to prove that they can stay with the Cowboys. Because after the Cowboys won, clinched the NFC East, all kinds of people were calling for Jason Garrett to be extended because he won three NFC East championships in 5 years. Who cares? Who cares if you win three NFC East championships in 5 years? If you can't get to the Super Bowl, if you can't even get to the NFC championship game, then what the hell are you doing? This is the Dallas Cowboys. This is America's team. We don't have room for mediocrity. I know that tomorrow or Monday, everybody's going to be talking about, oh, whatever can go wrong will go wrong with the Cowboys. Well, how come they don't say that about other teams? Why is it always, oh, well, the Cowboys haven't won in 20 years? Well, what about the Browns? When have they won? What about the Dolphins? When have they won? I don't ever hear people talk about other teams except the Dallas Cowboys. That just proves that the Cowboys are America's team. So Jason Garrett, 1 year. Dak Prescott, 1 year. And even in this offseason or next offseason, be looking for a quarterback. If Cooper Rush and Mike White is not the are not the quarterback for the future, then what are they doing on this team? Because Dak Prescott, he has a lot of shortcomings. He's a game winner when the game's on the line, when the defense is helping him out. But if the defense isn't helping him out, he damn sure is not going to get you back into that game. And like I said, Dak Prescott wasn't the problem today because we even saw Jared Goff overthrow people left and right. You know, he had a couple throws. He had one throw that was really good, and then he had like two throws that were over somebody's head. So it's not just Dak, but Scott Linehan, he needs to go. Jason Garrett, in my head, he needs to go too. But if they give him another year, I'm fine with that. But don't extend him. If you want to give him another year to work with Dak or to see what him and Dak can do together, then that's fine, whatever. But after that, they need to go. But Scott Linehan needs to go this offseason. He needs to go tomorrow. One thing I know for sure, though, is we got outcoached today. Sean McVay, he was throwing all kinds of weird plays out there. Some fake punts, trying to draw the defense offsides constantly. Just things that I don't ever see the Cowboys do. Bunch of different things that I don't ever see the Cowboys do. And I can see why the rest of the league is trying to copy what the Rams did as far as hiring somebody young like Sean McVay. I get the sense that McVay has a very, very deep playbook. Something that Scott Linehan does not. But anyway, very disappointing loss. If this episode feels like there was no context to it or I wasn't really talking about anything, it's because I didn't take any notes throughout the game because I really wanted to enjoy the game today. And I really wanted to give exactly what I felt or what I thought after the game, and that's what this is. I mean, I feel terrible. But it's over with, and well, now I'll enjoy the rest of Well, actually, something good happened today besides the rain. If you follow soccer or Mexican soccer, Chivas, which is another one of my favorite teams, they won today. They beat Cruz Azul 1-0, I believe. So that's a bright spot there. But anyway, if you'd like to get in contact with me or give me your feedback, your thoughts, or anything, you can reach me at the drive cowboys addict at gmail.com. Send me any of your thoughts, feelings. How do you feel about this loss? What do you think we should do in the off season? What's our number one priority? Let me know what you think. Again, that's the drive cowboys addict at gmail.com. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can send me a voice message. I'll include it in the episode and any episode that comes up. And if you'd like to support this podcast, go to anchor.fm/cowboysaddict/support. And if not, as long as you keep listening, I'm happy. Make sure you subscribe to the episodes. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Dallas_addict, and you'll get any notifications for any new episodes that are coming up. That's it for today, and see you next time.